This is the Homebodies podcast. Dua Charlitas.
Maybe not Sky. Anyways.
So our first episode is up. Woohoo! That's exciting. We've been planning this podcast for 2 years.
Planning is a strong word though, right? We would plan it and then just leave it in the dust for a year and 11 months.
To be honest, yes. Literally, the 12th of April would be our 2 year anniversary of when we actually started creating Homebodies podcast. And we really didn't have like anything set in mind of what we wanted to do, but we did come up with a name and our cover art. And then Sky made the art, so look at how talented she is. Well,
the talent.
The raw talent, but it's pretty exciting.
Finally starting it. We had no idea what we were going to do 2 years ago. And I gotta say, pretty much the same 2 years later.
But Sky, do you remember what one of our names was going to be?
Yes. So I, being the creative one, I'm very good at coming up with very interesting and unique items. I was thinking a podcast name needs to roll off the tongue, right? So I named it Erla. If you actually say it with me, Erla, doesn't it just roll right off the tongue?
Exactly. And we almost went with it, but then it's really hard to type. So
yeah, I actually made an email for that. I don't remember how I spelled it.
I don't remember either. And the thing is, like, if you actually search it, you would have never come up with that podcast. So that went down the drain. Well, apart from that, we've been busy. And Sky, I've heard you've been busy. So
But guess what? I saw someone just grocery shopping the other day. I don't know why I keep running into him. I mentioned his name to you off the podcast, right? But we're going to call him Adam. Not his real name. Don't worry. So to give you guys background, right? I met Adam, I don't even know, maybe a year ago, almost a year ago, 11 months, something like that. I met him off of Hinge. And we went out on one date. Did not really work. What we wanted was completely different. And, you know, that was fine. But for some reason, he would reach out to me from time to time. And he was also Asian. So am I. I always give Asian people more preferences. I don't care which race I date, really. But I do give them more preferences. And so we will have short conversations here and there. But for some reason, man, I keep running into him. And this Saturday, when I went to the international market with my mother, mind you, that's the important part. I went with my mother, and guess who I ran into in the international store?
I wonder.
Oh. And so, as soon as I saw him, he was on the phone. And I was like, nope, gonna pretend like we do not see him. Because mother is here, and Asian mothers will question a lot of things. And so we got in there first. We were leaving the vegetable section when I saw him. I was like, okay, you know what? He just got here. He might be here for a second. He was with someone else. He was with another girl. Wow. Spicy. And so we left the vegetable section. And I was like, I think I'm in the clear. We should be good. I went to grab gochujang. And my mom went to a different aisle. And when I was holding my gochujang, hopping back to my mother, guess who was in the exact aisle with my mother?
Oh my God.
No other than dear Adam. There was no avoiding it at that point. Luckily, he was still on the phone. Because he is the type of person that really likes to hug people. when they greet them. And if that would have happened, my mother would have so many questions that I do not want to answer. But he was on the phone, so we waved. I did my little, like, really awkward hi, and went on merry way. So I was like, okay, we don't need anything else in the store, right, mother? Time to go. For some reason, I only ran into him. Like, I mean, I'm going to tell more stories later, so you guys will know how many people have met up. But I only run into him. It's like, if I go out to a bar, or if I go to my favorite coffee shop, he will be in the bar next to the coffee shop. Or if I go out with my friends to a club, he will be at that club.
Damn. Does he have like a tracking device on you or something?
I don't know. Like, we went to, granted, this was, he invited me to something we have here called Good Friday. Good Friday? First Friday? First Friday. My bad. So, like, the first Friday every month, they have art galleries from local artists that they will display. And he even invited me to go with a bunch of his friends, but I wanted to go with my friends. So I went. He told me what time he was going. I was like, okay. It's not like I dislike him or anything. It's just I'm a really awkward person, so I never know what to say to them. And so I was like, okay, let's try to avoid him. So we got there a little earlier than he did. We were on our way out and we saw a little live music lounge and we decided to check it out. And he was peeking his head in and found me right away. I don't know how. It's a pretty big place. I never know how this happens.
That is really interesting. And you mentioned you met him on Hinge. Do you use other dating apps or just that one?
I have all three of the major ones. So there is Tinder, which I don't use often because we all know what that's used for. Which, you know, let me go off on my tangent right now. So of why, like, it is known, right? Tinder is a, like, hookup app. Bumble maybe a little better. And then Hinge is more for people who want relationships. I feel like it's pretty well known out there. So why would people still sign up for Hinge looking for hookups? Just use Tinder. I don't understand. Leave it alone. Leave it for people who actually want to find relationships.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I feel like those people are just trying to look in every nook and cranny. So they sign up for all three or all of them. And just like, I don't know, look out for who wants to hook up with them, right?
But wouldn't there be a higher chance of hooking up on an app that's known for hookups, not an app that's marketed towards more like relationships, right?
I guess so. It is weird.
I don't know. Because, okay, here's the tea with Adam. That's right. I went out on one date with him. We talked for maybe a week or a little more beforehand. We went to get bubble tea. And we took a walk around downtown. It was a really nice day. And everything was nice. But then he wanted to hook up. That was it. That was the end of that. And I did not want to. That was the end of that. And I thought that was the end of the whole thing. But apparently not. Because right after it first ended, we were still text from time to time. And he actually invited me to one of his friends' gatherings. And I went. I went with another friend. Because it's actually like, he did have a group of friends there that was at the gathering. And it was actually a lot of fun. But, you know, ever since then, I have not gone to anything that he invited me to.
You mentioned that you want to look for a relationship in Hinge. Like, what's your experience as of now with these, like, dating apps? Because I feel like a lot of people, especially, like, during the pandemic, at least, like, last year, you couldn't go out as much. So the only way you could meet people was online, right? So it's interesting to see, like, people's experiences with that.
Yeah, but so guess what? Actually, on Sunday, I went on a date with someone I met from Hinge.
Okay.
We will call him Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Okay, that's probably copyrighted.
we do talk about Bruno.
Let's talk about Bruno. Anyways, so we talked for a little bit. This was actually our second date, if you can believe it, from Hinge.
Cute.
Well, you'll see. So he lives a bit ways away from me. So he lives around 1 hour and 30 minutes away from me. And I've always been the type to think, you know, even if I'm trying to start something, it should always be a two-way street and not, you know, the guy always pays for things or the guy should put in all the effort. That's never something I believed in. And so our very first date, I suggested that we meet somewhere in the middle, which, by the way, we live in the Midwest. There's already nothing here. In the middle of the middle of Midwest, there's even less stuff there. And so we met at this cafeteria. And it's actually a cafeteria. You know, your high school where you get your trays, you go up to the lunch ladies and they ask what you want and they give that to you. It's exactly that, because that was the only thing that was kind of in the middle between the two of us. So that was our first date. And then right after, we went to see a movie, which, let me say, I think such a bad idea to watch a movie on a first date. Because, right, first date, you want to get to know them. You want to talk to them and see what they're like and not be silent for 2 hours in the theater.
Yeah, the first impression is really important.
But either way, we watched the movie. Nothing happened. Thank God. he actually didn't try anything, right? And that was it. I thought it was nice. And I thought, we met from Hinge. He was probably trying to take things slower, maybe. And so we went our merry ways. And then we were on our way to set up a second date. But like a couple of days before, his car was having issues. And he wasn't in the best financial means to fix it right at this moment. Which is fine. And so he was the one that actually paid for it on the first date. And like I said, I never thought that was fair. So for our reschedule of the second one, I actually drove 1.5 hours. And I paid for our dinner because he did offer to split it, but I said, it's okay, I'll just pay for it. We took a walk. This is what we did on Sunday. I drove down, we ate Korean food, we took a walk in the nearest, like, in air quotation marks, park. It was just the sidewalk, really, with a patch of grass.
Very romantic.
Sure. And then we went and watched another movie, but this time was at his house. I purposefully did not let anything happen, because I want to see what would have happened if I said, yeah, I don't want to do any of that right now. And we didn't. And so at the end of the night, before I left, he kissed me and that was it. I thought, oh, that's nice. But then I think, you know, it's really important to make sure of each other's intentions. So on Monday, I really wanted to figure out, like, have the talk of our intentions. And so I asked him. Turns out, we did not want the same things. And so, that was the end of that. Which, you know, brings me to my first point of online dating. I think communication is very important, obviously. But as a human species, we are really bad at it. Especially in the online dating world. Yeah, so I used to be really passive, right, with online dating, and I'll always wait for them to message, or I will wait for them to ask me. But I think I've learned if you don't want to waste your time, just go for it.
Yeah, because let's say they just want to, I don't know, just have a dinner or just be friends or just want to hook up or actually want a relationship. If you don't clear that up front, then there could be a misunderstanding. There could be ghosting, all sorts of things. So I think you're right.
Yeah, like I had a conversation with someone literally today with him starting to actually ask me what I was looking for. And turns out it was not the same thing that what he was looking for. And we had a 4-line conversation and, you know, no one wasted their time. No one got their feelings hurt. And no one thought anything. So really just communicate is very important, especially in online dating. But this kind of transitions, like you said, into the lack thereof, which then turns into ghosting.
Ghosting.
Hey, boo. Which I feel like it is inevitable on dating apps, right? Because you are just talking to someone you've never met. You know, I've been ghosted. I've ghosted others. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But my, like, goal always is, if I met them in person, I will not ghost them. I will let them know, hey, it's not going to work out. So, for example, I met someone, let's call him Caleb, in the park. This was, like, beginning of COVID. No, not beginning. It's, like, the beginning of mask lifting of COVID times. There's going to be a lot of park stories because that's when I started my journey. And that was the only place I felt comfortable was in parks because we don't really have to wear a mask. Anyways. You know, I went to the park with Caleb and it was not it. Something was just not right. Like, the conversation was okay, but felt a little forced. So afterwards, you know, I just texted him saying, hey, it was really nice meeting you, but I don't think this is something that's going to work out. And I think that's so much better than just ghosting someone, especially if you met them in person.
Yeah, because you feel like not a deeper connection with them, but it's like a courtesy, right? Just
yeah, it's like a person to a text message now instead of just something on your phone that comes through once in a while.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like how it goes back with communication, right, and intention. Sometimes, let's say you've been talking to this person for, I don't know, 3 weeks, and they start having feelings for you, right? But they don't know your intention, and maybe you're not compatible with that person and then you decide to ghost them, then that person's feelings will get hurt. So I think with mentioning what you're looking for will like minimize this ghosting and people will just be more chill about it.
Yeah, and I mean, who wants their time wasted really, right? If you're looking for hookup semen, it's fine. Move on to someone else that have the same intentions. Just talk about it.
Yes, because, I mean, I've also been ghosted. There was this one time I was actually talking to this person. And let's say, at least we thought we were taking things seriously. But then that person suddenly ghosted me. And I didn't know why. Like, I didn't know if I did something wrong. If maybe things didn't work out. So I learned afterward that that person was just not ready for a relationship. And I would have liked it if that person would have told me from the beginning, like, hey, I know that we were thinking of this, but it's just not going to work out. It just helps the other person not be in a situation where...
In the dark.
Yeah, in the dark, or where they just don't know if they did something wrong.
Yeah, right. So, you know, this brings me memories of when I was very confused at the situation too. So, I was talking to this person. We'll call him Dan. it was cool. It was chill. Then we decided to meet up for a date. I don't exactly remember his ethnicity, but it was either Puerto Rican or like Hispanic. So we were talking about foods, right, and cooking. And he was going to show me like either Puerto Rican or Hispanic. I don't remember. I just said it's Puerto Rican. And then I was going to show him Asian food. And then I'm not sure why. A couple of days before our set date, there was nothing. There was no communication. But then I guess I also didn't reach out either. So maybe that contributed to that too. And the date we set came and left and nothing. I still haven't heard anything from him. But we were only texting on like through phone numbers. I did give him my phone number. But a couple of days later, or maybe a couple of weeks later, he followed me on Instagram. And like every now and then when I post something, he will like the post. Maybe not all of them. I don't remember. But and I'm just so confused as to why. And like it's not like he's DMing me on the post or anything. He's just in the background liking my like the things I post on Instagram.
That is weird.
Maybe why would that be?
Maybe he just likes to look at you.
That makes this much creepier.
It is no. Creepy. Like, why would you go someone and then go follow them on their social media?
Yeah, like I did not give him my social media. I don't know how he found it. Maybe through phone number?
Could be.
Yeah, but like my assumption was that maybe his first choice came through, right? Before our date. And that's why he ghosted me. But then why go through the trouble of following me on social media? Because he felt bad for ghosting me? That's a question.
That's a question that probably won't be answered because I don't think he'll ever say anything. He'll just creepily be in the background liking your photos. Hey, at least it's one more like on your photo. Thanks for that.
I guess. But yeah, that was a weird one. I don't know why. Okay. So, and I mean, like you said as well, right? With the just telling them what they want. I have actually had that. People like rejecting me as well. And sending, I thought was somewhat a pretty nice text to at least receive rather than just being ghosted. So, our next guest, let's call him Eric. Wow, there's a lot of guests today.
There is.
So, I met Eric on Bumble, and our first date, again, was in the park because beginning mask lift COVID times. Anyways, and it was like really chill because that's all we really planned, is just to walk his dog in the park for an hour or two. Funny thing, that day actually started pouring rain out of nowhere. It was not on any radars. Like, we checked before we went to the park and it just started pouring and we were drenched. But the funny thing is the rain came and went in like a minute or two. That was it. But, you know, made it pretty memorable, I gotta say. And then that was our first day. We went to get drinks after, and it was all good. We would text a lot, not in like frequency, but in quantity. I don't know if you remember. I think I showed you.
Yeah, the testaments.
The testaments.
The wills.
We would text in really long paragraphs. But yeah, and so it was my birthday, and like around the time I met him. And with the encouragement of a lovely Charlie here, she encouraged me to invite him to my birthday thing, which is a really small thing. I was only having that with my roommates. That was really it. I just cooked for my roommates and that was it.
To be honest, we just wanted to check his vibes.
Yeah, you guys don't know this, but Charlie is really good at picking up vibes. She is really good. I trust my life with her picking up the vibes.
It's a work in progress.
Not too shabby already, I gotta say. Anyways, with her encouragement, I invited him over. And all I remember was that he had really interesting fashion sense. I don't know if you remember. But he was wearing like those long jean shorts. And
I just remember he had painted nails and he was very tall. That's pretty much what I remembered of him.
That is true. He did have painted nails, which I don't think it bothers me necessarily. But anyways, it was just not a vibe. You know, it was he was really nice, right? He did party with us. He did come off his shell a little and he karaoke'd with us after a couple of drinks. It wasn't like an awkward night or anything. Not, I didn't think at least. But then, maybe a week or two after that, he actually sent me a text saying, things are not gonna work out. Let me read this text as a template because I feel like it is pretty nice. I did show Charlie this and what did you think of it, I guess? Let me read it and then we'll discuss what we thought of it.
Okay. He I need said, a refresher anyway.
Yeah. He said, "Hi, Sky. I really liked you as a person and think that you are amazingly fun to be around and one of the sweetest people I've met, but I don't think it's going to work romantically. I'm sorry, well, it's honestly been great hanging out. I personally just haven't felt much of a romantic spark. I'm missing that gut feeling you get when you know. I think that's partly why I have slowed down texting," which was true. It was down to like once a day, maybe. I don't know how invested you were, but I'm sorry if I hurt you." I wasn't that invested. That's okay. "But I also didn't want to lead you on or just ghost you. Unless you feel the same, it's probably most fair to you if I just stop texting after I sent this. But I just want to say I really truly hope you have a good life because you are a cool person. Goodbye, Sky." Okay, first of all, the goodbye Sky was a bit much. It sounded like someone was dying.
Oh my, it felt like a goodbye letter, you know, that you read in the movies or something. A bit dramatic, yeah. I have to say.
It's a bit dramatic, but you know, it's, I do agree, it is better than just getting ghosted, right? Which, funny thing, this was like a year and a half ago, I think. Something like that, right? It was a while ago. In February of this year, 2022, I received an interesting like from someone on Hinge. I'm sure you can guess who. No other than Eric. The one that said goodbye to me and sounded like one of us was leaving the earth. But anyways, I mean, I'm someone that doesn't get attached easily, right? So I really wasn't that attached either, which was fine. So me being a really curious, like a nosy bitch, there we go.
Yes.
Me being the nosy bitch that I am, I was just really curious as to how he was doing a year and a half later after sending me the text. But he matched with me pretty much saying, "Oh, hey, it's you. I hope you're doing really well." So something like that. And so I matched with him. We caught up how things were. And then for some reason, back to it, we started tapping in paragraphs again. And we updated each other on how things, like how our life has been. And honestly, he told me he wasn't in the best place like a year and a half ago. Which, you know, you do appreciate someone who like tells you that, hey, this is, it's probably not a good idea. Rather than stringing you along, let's say, for a year and a half.
Yes, we do appreciate that because mental health is really important. You can really drag someone down. Not like consciously or even you don't want to, but it just happens. So it's good that he realized where he was and acted on that.
Yeah, I agree. Anyways, he wanted to meet up. And the first time he asked me, I was like, let me think about it. So something that I usually do anyways is when I work from home, I usually go to a coffee shop because I get really distracted at home. And so this was probably a week and a half us into talking again. And I was already going to be at a coffee shop on Friday. And so he was actually bettering himself too by going back to school and getting another degree that would help him make more money. And so I mentioned to him, hey, if you want to join, I'll be here anyways. And he did come because I was just really curious as to what he is like now, a year and a half later. Because from my side, I feel like I have grown a lot in this past year and a half. Not just, you know, I have different looks. Like, even just looks-wise, I do my makeup differently. And my hair is different. It's a different color, different cut. I dress completely differently. And I have a different career now, even. And, like, all of these things. And I was just wondering where this person was a year and a half later. I feel like you don't get those chances a lot, especially on dating apps, right?
Yes, it's one time and then you don't see that person. Very rarely you get to see them again.
Yeah, so that's why I was just really curious as to where he is now, a year and a half later. And so, not to drag the guy too much now, but looks-wise, right, not much has changed. His fashion sense is still to be worked on, let's just say. Questionable, yes. Yes. His hair was a lot longer, which I feel like he did mention he needed to cut it, but it just looks very unmaintained. Yeah, a little unkept, a little wild, if you would say. But I mean, nevertheless, right, he was still really nice. And honestly speaking, I don't know if I ever told you this even. You know, like I mentioned, I've grown a lot in the past year and a half. And that includes me rising my standards when it comes to finding someone. Because a year and a half ago, it was on the ground. It was nowhere to be seen. It was 6 feet under. But now, I have a clearer goal of what I want. And I feel like it doesn't matter how long I wait. But if someone doesn't fulfill those boxes that it's a must that I have to check, it's not going to work. And I feel like that's really important to learn, to have in mind.
I agree, because sometimes, especially when you first start dating, you don't know what you're looking for. And you're kind of just basing yourself off other people. But that other people might not be like good examples. So you really start slow. And one of the things that comes with maturing is that those standards, that you're not in the same place that you were before, and you don't want to be with someone who was, you know, who is 10 feet behind. You want someone who's like meeting you at an equal standing. So I understand how you will see this person and see that maybe it's still not what you're looking for.
Yeah, so I met him and he's still, you know, the same, really nice, really outgoing. And for those of you who doesn't know, I'm very introverted. But sometimes I feel like those partnerships work, right? Just because one will draw the other one out a little more. The thing is, honestly speaking, a year and a half ago, if things had worked out, I would probably have, I don't want to use this word, but lack of better word, like settled for this person, right? But being where I am now and how much I've grown, and you know, I can see that he is on his way growing. Like I said, he was trying to get another degree to get a better paying job. But like I've seen on TikTok, you know, everything's on TikTok, that when you, especially online dating, when you meet someone, you can't fantasize their potential. You need to see where they are right now so you don't waste your time as well. Because that made up potential in your head, yeah, they might be able to meet that, but they also might not work hard enough to ever meet that potential that you see of them. So, you know, I think that I think like that's a really good way to look at things when online dating.
Yes, because when you create this fantasy, you are putting this expectations on someone else and depending your happiness on the other person, and that's really not fair for that other person because it's their journey. It cannot be dictated by what you want. So you either go with them in their journey, or you hope for the best for them and move on.
I'm sure he had a lot more potential in him, but I'm not sure in my current stage I would be willing to wait for him to reach that potential. I really did not do this out of like vengeance or anything. But after we met up and I've come to realization all of this, I sent him a very similar text to what he sent me a year and a half ago of, hey, I met you in person. You are still really, really nice, but I just don't feel a connection. It's really not because of like revenge. He said no to me and I have to say no back. I was generally curious and was willing to give him a chance, really. But, you know, it's just not going to work out. And he actually said, yeah, I deserve this, which was, I thought that was really cute, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yes, and who knows, maybe in a change of events, of, I don't know, fate, I don't know, if he reaches that maturity, or not maturity, but like that growth, and you guys reencounter, maybe it will be a different story, nobody knows.
Yeah, maybe in another year and a half.
In another year and a half.
Well, but, you know, that's, I feel like it's important to realize, you know, what you want and setting those boundaries of what you want. So I think for me, I will not meet someone in person, like if I meet them on a dating app, unless I've talked to them for a little bit, maybe a week, let's say a week, and then get a feel for them, or even a phone call, even a FaceTime, right? I don't think, just out of protection for yourself too.
Yes, like check the vibes, see if, because the thing is, the face tells a lot.
The face tells a lot.
Yes, you can tell a lot about a person with their eyes. Just looking at their eyes, I feel like I couldn't tell you the specifics, but it makes sense. You know, the way they look at you, the way, or even like, I don't know, for me, it's through a picture. I can kind of feel how the person is through a picture, but if I can see them in person, I think it's important to give yourself that time to really analyze if you really want to give this person your time and your space, because there's been, you know, a lot of situations where things don't go right, or it's a dangerous situation, right? And you really will never know someone's intentions, but you can, your instinct will tell you, right?
Yeah. So for you, you see, this is what I'm saying. She's really good at vibing people out just through pictures. But for me, I'm terrible at that. I'm learning, but not that good. So I need to talk to them to be able to figure out. Because I feel like even within the first, let's say, couple minutes of talking, right? Some of them, you could tell what kind of people they are. And if not a day, and for sure a week, you can tell how someone is. And so, which brings me to my next example. We'll call him Frank. Okay. Frank was also Asian. And like I mentioned before, I give them a little more preference than other people. Because I do feel like we have similar backgrounds and like understanding is a lot better with someone who has, that comes from the same culture that you came from. Okay, to preface this, I saw this on TikTok and I tried it and it was a bad idea. For me, it was. For her, the girl on TikTok, it was not. So, on Hinge, there's a prompt that asks, the best way to ask me out is, which I'm curious, what is the best way to ask you out, Charlie?
Oh, geez. Just say coffee shop and that's pretty much it.
I have to agree. Yeah, I have to agree. But her advice was to answer, just name a time and place. And for her experience that, she's like, I've actually gotten a lot of people planning out dates already. And I was like, I wonder if that works. So I tried it. Bad idea, hindsight. Because as soon as I got a response that says, a hotel, I was like, nope, changing that answer right away. And so anyways, I met Frank and he answered to that prompt, right? And asking me when I was free, like that same night that we matched.
That's a little early. Damn.
Right? And I told him, hey, I don't feel comfortable meeting a complete stranger before getting like a short conversation in and like getting their vibe and stuff. Which I don't think is that uncommon, right? It's really normal, especially for girls who feel this way. And I told him, and for some reason, it was just not getting through to him. He's like, well, isn't dating just two strangers meeting up? I was like, yeah, but, you know, let's have a short conversation even. Or a phone call, or even a FaceTime, or something.
You shouldn't even, like, reply to this. It's just immediate unmatch, unhinged.
Immediate no. And because, like I said, he was Asian. I do give them a little more attention. Oh, okay, she's rolling her eyes at me now. But then, like, he would not move on from that fact. And so, I tried to change the conversation, but he didn't seem as engaged in other conversations than, like, meeting up. I was like, okay, clearly we know what he wants. And I give up at this point. I stopped talking to him at this point. And all of this was, like, in one night.
Jeez, wheeze.
And so, I have receipts. Let me bring out the receipts. So this was, yeah, the last time I talked to him, like I responded to him, was February 10th, right? February 11th, he texts, any plans for tonight? At this point, I've given up. I'm not answering. I'm ghosting you. There's no other things to this. Did not respond. February 13th, 2 days later, ahoy!
Ahoy, nope, mate.
I said nothing. Week later, February 25th. Hey, I did not respond. Another week later, March 7th. Hey, did not respond. But I mean, at this point, he's had my number. So, like exactly a week later too, he's found my WhatsApp, because it just threw number, right? And he sent me a hey on there as well at midnight.
He's probably bored and horny. That's what that's telling me.
Yeah, I agree. So I've stopped entertaining this idea of talking to him. But then he says, hey, I accidentally clicked on it. And, you know, when you see a message on WhatsApp, people can see that you read it. And he responds with, send a photo to remind me what you look like? Question mark. Did not open that message.
Are you serious?
Yep.
He's been texting you all these weeks and he doesn't even know what you look like?
Apparently he's forgotten.
So he's probably texting everybody that had like a feminine name. Hey.
Yeah.
See who clicks, who falls.
Who bites,
yeah. That's right. That's the word.
And you know, it's, do you just meet people like this on the dating apps? It's interesting. And I feel like another good rule to have I think, you know, like with someone like this that keeps pushing, if you, when you set your boundaries, which like, you know, brings back to our point of you don't want to meet this person unless you get a vibe for them, no matter how pushy they are or how much they try to convince you, you know, I will not move those lines for anyone.
And that's a major red flag, right?
Yeah.
Because if they're that pushy, that means that they're really manipulative. And let's say you start a relationship with them and you try to set boundaries, they're not going to respect that because from the beginning, you let that person disrespect you.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think even like as a good advice to give to people who's going on first dates. So for me, I always tell someone that I'm going somewhere. And I always have my location on with like my best friends. And well, you know, they're being nosy. But not only that, they also check for my safety when I tell them I'm going on a date. They will like text in our group like, oh, she's at this place. Oh, she's not at this other place. But I feel like as a good rule of thumb, if you're going out with someone and you set your boundaries right, nobody can break those.
You have to be careful not to be deceived by appearances. He may be the hottest guy you've met, but if he's not respecting your boundaries, that's just his outer shell. He's just empty inside. I'm sorry. Her or him.
Setting boundaries could also be, you know, getting into some spicy stuff.
Spicy wow. Stuff.
For me, right, when it comes to like more intimate relationships, like intimacy, like having sex and stuff, my boundary is always I'm not having sex with anyone unless we are more serious. It's not like, I feel like a lot in America, at least, a lot of times it's like, oh, the third date is where people do the sexy stuff. Not for me. I don't think that's a rule for me. And that is my boundary that I have never broken. Doesn't mean we can't try other stuff. Spicy.
Spicy. Ooh. I hope our mothers never listen to this podcast.
It's okay. Our mother doesn't know English that well. Does your mother know what a podcast is?
I am not sure. She's just on YouTube videos and that's about it.
Okay. I don't think my mother knows what a podcast is. So good for me, I guess.
Yes.
But you know, like back to where we're talking about boundaries, I've set my line and it's there. It's never moved. I have never let anyone move that line. They've tried, but it's never moved. Which I do think is really important when it comes to more intimate stuff like this, right?
Yes, because it's not about them. It's not about the actual action of having sex or anything like that. It's more like how you view yourself. And I mean, there's people who don't care and do hookups, and that's great for them, and that's just their opinions and their views on things. And then there's people who are like you, who are more reserved and want to really feel when you're gonna do it. It's on your terms, not on theirs.
That's really, it's like something people have to really think about before they start going out to dates, like their intentions. And if, let's say, they're more inexperienced like me, where that line is and where to draw it. And that's that line, if it's there, unless you want to move it, no one should ever be able to move that line.
Right. And not just because you're on a date, that gives that other person any right to your body. So you have to be careful. There's been a lot of SA on first dates or like on dates. And you have to be really careful because anything could happen. And you will never know that person's intent. And there's some really bad people out there, especially for women, but it could happen to guys too, or even non-binary people or LGBTQ or whatever, a person, a human, should always be cautious of who you let in your space.
Yes, I think that's very well put.
The dating world is a very dangerous place.
Yeah, and just because you're on dating apps doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you have to have sex with this person. no matter how much they're trying to convince you, because we know what guys want. Straight guys want. There's only one thing that they want. And if that's not what you are into, what you're in for, then fuck them.
Yeah, and don't let that bother you. They'll call you prude. They will call you all those stuff. But just let them go through one ear and out the other, because what matters is how you view yourself and how you are mentally, not what they want. Because they will always be like dogs in heat, like, ugh, men. But anyways, I feel like we have talked a lot about our personal experiences, but we want to also listen about other people and like how they've, their experience. So we had some Reddit stories, and I feel like
we love Reddit now.
Yes, we do. We did Reddit stories last time, and we kind of want to keep that up for this episode. And so let's go for the first one. Okay, so let's look at maybe a experience. Okay, I'm going to start. The title is 28 Male, Never Had a Girlfriend, Unable to Get Women to Like Me, Really Getting Worried I'll Be Alone Forever. What am I doing wrong? I've reached a breaking point when it comes to my love life, or lack thereof. This past week, I went on a date. The first date I've had in months. Second date in my life.
Wow.
Even getting this date was an amazing achievement for me. Most of the time, girls just ignore me after a few messages. Trying to sell myself in text form is next to impossible. I seem really boring unless I'm in person. But this time, we had a whole bunch in common and lived nearby, so it actually worked, and I was so excited. I actually had high hopes for myself for this date, which I rarely do. It actually seemed doable. I did everything I could to make sure it went well. I dressed well, I tidied myself up, and made sure I had a lot to say. When I was there, conversation was easy. I made her laugh a lot, we connected on a bunch of topics, I thought I was interesting, and I wasn't a nice guy, quote unquote, who simped for her. I was me. I tried to be myself, which I thought was the main thing you had to do. She gave no signs she wasn't interested, and I asked if she wanted to meet next week, and she said yes. I thought I'd gone past the hardest part. I'm usually so nervous when I meet people, but the more I meet them, the safer I feel to get out of my shell. The more I met her, the more she got to know me and see if I could be a good match. But the very next day, she sends me a big text bluntly saying she doesn't like me that way and that she doesn't want to meet me again, even as a friend. It took ages to get her, and I can safely say it'll be months before I can get another. I live in a small town, and there's not much to choose from. I'm in my late 20s now, and I'm well past the point of it being normal to have no relationship experience. It's easy for me to make friends, even with women. But I clearly have zero charisma beyond that. And no girl has seen me in a sexual way at all. And that seems to be all I can offer. I am genuinely terrified to escalate with a girl. I assume they find me creepy and pushy if I even think of touching her. I feel like a predator, and I just get the vibe I should leave them alone. I absolutely don't know what to do anymore. I tried looking after myself because I thought self-improvement would lead to self-confidence, which will mean that girls will come to me, rather than vice versa. For years I've tried, and I'm much better now than I was when I started, but it hasn't worked. I'm invisible to women. I'm a charming oddity at best. Oh my god. They're weird little brother. Their quirky friend that they keep at a respectable distance. I feel so bad for you, dude. I'm not an ugly person by any means. I actually think I'm quite attractive, but I have no idea how to get beyond that initial connection to anything substantial. Trying to talk into them seems not to work. Showing talents and passion doesn't either. Being me hasn't gotten me anywhere. This has gone on for years now, and I've lost hope. I try to be resilient, learn from my failures, and keep going, but I seem to be in the exact same place. What can I do? I have so much love to give, and I really feel like I'll be alone forever.
Aww. I mean, okay. At this guy from his perspective, right? Because we don't really know. He seems really nice. And he seems like he's struggling and having the same issues a lot of people are having right now, including me. And really, I feel like just there's no need to feel discouraged because of one person. And I mean, yeah, he is saying that it'll be a while since probably he will get the next person. But the thing really is, if they're not meant to be, they don't like you, then you just keep looking until you find the right one. And even if he lives in a small town, not everyone is on those dating apps, right? That's not his only option. He can do other things, like go to coffee shops, like we do.
I feel, geez, it's a hard one because we don't know the context. Because sometimes you are unaware of yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't know unless you like video record yourself how you are in front of people. You just see their reaction. But you don't see their perspective. So maybe talking to them, like, let's say it's, I don't know, maybe we can do like a little experiment. I don't know. If your next date doesn't work, then ask them, like, generally ask them, like, what went wrong? Because, you know, you might not talk to this person again. Might as well just get it out of your chest, right? What went wrong? And just kind of see where it goes. But then again, I have a little issue. Because it seems like maybe this person is relying too much on finding a partner, right? I feel that they could instead work on themselves for the better, but for themselves, not to attract people. Because it seems like it's a little needy, right? And nobody likes someone that's too desperate. So maybe find what you love and love that you love that about yourself and just be content. And if someone is gonna come, they'll come. And if not, then just be okay with yourself. Don't be afraid of being alone, because that just means that you'll spend time with the person who's gonna be with you for the rest of your life, which will be yourself. And so that's something I will tell this person.
Yeah, I think that's like a really good point too of, I mean, I know this is really cheesy, you know, working on yourself is what people say. But then also, another thing that I'm going to say is also the other really cheesy thing, that finding someone usually comes when you're not looking for them. And that's why you should, like Charlie said, just work on yourself, do what you like to do. Go just do your hobbies and not be so fixated on, oh, I'm 28 and I'm single, I'm going to be alone forever. And just live your life. 28 is really not that old, especially for now standards. Don't they say it? The 30s is your new 20s or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not. A lot of people are having the same issues, especially with the added pressure of the pandemic in the middle and all life halted for, even I feel like until now.
Let's see what the comment says. Okay, let's see what Kevin Art13 has to say. You mentioned this kind of things like simping, complimenting people, etc. I think you need to quit thinking like that. Give compliments when you want to, and they are authentic and real. Tell someone you like them when you realize that you do, and you want a relationship with them. After a few dates, have the talk and see if they want to be in a relationship with you also. But based on your posts and comment replies, it seems like you hold back because you're following some kind of guidebook about how to make the girl fall for you. And that guidebook is making you check your conversations and actions. And I definitely agree, because when you try to act a certain way, it seems like it appears like that you're acting. It shows. So you have to be genuine with yourself.
Mm-hmm. And like, you should just be... I mean, like he said, he's trying to be who he is, but, you know, sometimes, like you mentioned too, it's hard to check yourself that you are doing that because you feel like you are, but maybe you're listening to what society has told you, right? That all weird rule of, you know, not texting a girl for 3 days or something. And I mean, if that's not something that you want to do, then just don't do that. Follow what you want to do.
I just want to let the people know that even if they think they're alone, there's other types of love out there. There's platonic love. There's the love you feel with your friends, your family. Know that you won't be exactly alone forever.
No, but I do agree with that, right? Because I'm still single. I don't have a significant other, but I don't usually feel alone because, well, I fill my life with my roommates. I go do things with my friends, with my family. I try to meet more people, even just to meet them, not because I want to date any of them, just to expand your circles and have better relationships. And I mean, honestly, by doing that, who knows? Like the cheesy thing I just said, you never know when it's going to come. And it's just filling your time with other things and not only getting so fixated on, I need to find someone, I need to find someone. And I feel like that probably contributes to people's feeling of loneliness because it's always constantly on their mind.
All right. So we have talked a lot about dating apps and like the situation, experience that you might encounter, especially with my friend Sky and her perspective. But I think like there's a funny part of the dating apps, which is Tinder bios. Have you ever had any bios that you were like, this is a jewel?
I feel like I've seen those ones that's like, wow, did they really just say that in their bio? And, you know, obviously there's those the running joke of guys' bios of them holding a fish or things like that. But it is uncanny how many guys' profile pictures are holding fish. What is with that?
I don't know either because in my perspective, why would I want to see you holding a dead fish in your hand or a dead animal in front of you?
Right. I like hunting pictures of them. I don't understand.
Or like when they're all their pictures are with their friends and you don't know who it is.
Yeah. Every single picture is them with someone else. But I've also read into those bios, like they're trying to make fun of that, right? Where if there's someone else in the picture, they'll circle who they are. And then even if they were alone in the picture, they would also circle who they are.
Just to make sure you know it's them.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Well, I have a little list that I found on the interwebs. It's called Hilarious Tinder Bios that almost guaranteed I right swipe. So maybe you guys will take one of these and like put it in your bios. Let's see. First one, it says, Megan, 19. Let's think about this. We meet up and have a great time. We date for a year, then get married, have two kids. Then 5 years down the road, we start fighting. Both turn to alcohol, get a divorce, and the kids are unhappy. Or we meet up and have a good time, hook up, and you pull out, and I do the walk of shame and never see you again. Just think of the kids.
Think of the kids. The poor kids.
The next one. Annabeth, 25. Listen, Morty, I hate to break it to you, but what people call tall girls is just a chemical reaction that compels short people to breed. It hits hard, Morty, then it slowly fades, leaving you stranded in a failing marriage. I did it. Your parents are gonna do it. Break the cycle, Morty. Rise above. Focus on people your own height. Legs bigger than your dreams. Art therapist, model, and stand-up comedian on the side. I believe the moral of The Great Gatsby is that women shouldn't drive.
Wow. Just wow.
I don't know if I would. I don't know about that one. That was kind of weird. All right. There's another one. What do you call a blind German? A Nazi. By the way, I'm blind.
Oh, wow. You know, actually, I have a dad joke on my profiles.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. It says, the prompt is, give me your best dad joke. Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's soap opera.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right. There's another one. It doesn't, I'm guessing it's Gracie, because it's kind of blurred, but you can definitely tell. I'm sorry, Gracie, I'm just going to say it. Gracie 20. Hey, you're pretty cute, but you know what will make your face look even better? If I sat on it.
Oh, wow. You know, these kind of buyers are cool too, because they're right to the point of what they want.
Exactly. Ricky, 20. Don't buy Colgate whitening toothpaste. It says guaranteed whiteness in 14 days. It's been 2 weeks and I'm still Asian.
Oh my god. I'm not sure if that's how that works, sir. But it could be, you know? I don't know much.
Nathan, 21. Married. Couple of kids. Looking for some side action. Just kidding. Single. 3 Tamagotchis. Looking for someone to bring a family event so they'll stop thinking something's wrong with me.
I feel that. You know, we all feel that, I feel like. But wait, you said, how old was he? 21?
21.
And that's when, nope, I don't feel the same no more. Calm down, sir. Calm down now.
Brad, 22, quotation marks. Hi, guys. I'm actually 11 years old, but I need a girlfriend that can be in my Minecraft Let's Play vids so I can use you for clickbait and get more views. Thanks.
Oh, kids these days. You know, there's a saying. Kids these days just don't have enough homework to do, and that's why they're on the internet too, way too much.
Yes.
Take notes, schools. Give them more homework. Jeez.
James, 33. I like long walks on the beach with my girlfriend until the LSD wears off and I realize I'm just dragging a stolen mannequin around a Wendy's parking lot.
Oh my god. This is the kind of profile that I really like.
Andrew, 24. I always keep a loaded gun on my nightstand in the event of an intruder, so I can shoot myself to avoid meeting new people.
I like Andrew. I vibe with Andrew. This is kind of the humor that I kind of have, I think. Oh, I love Andrew.
It doesn't say name. I'm the kind of guy you can take home to meet your mom. She'll think I'm super funny and charming and cute, but actually kind of sexy at the same time. She falls in love with me. I think I feel the same way. We get married. I'm your dad now. I confront you. Young lady, why are you on Tinder? You are now grounded.
Oh my god. How do people come up with these things?
Next one. Respiratory therapy student. Cute enough to take your breath away, smart enough to bring it back.
Hey, we love that.
Okay, Catherine, 28. I hope you like bad girls because I'm literally bad at everything. Just passing through from Calgary for the holidays. Say hi, unless you are my ex. In that case, fuck off, David. It's never happening. Emily, 18. On our first date, I'll carve our names in a tree. It's the most romantic way to let you know I have knives.
Wow. That's...
Well, these are some of the funny Tinder bios that were on the internet. I hope you guys had a good laugh. And well, I think we talked a lot about a lot of serious topics when it comes to dating.
And we exposed me quite a bit today, I felt like.
This sacrifice will always be remembered. Sky, don't worry.
Okay.
It's all for the podcast.
It's all for the podcast. We need an episode to expose you now.
Well, let's
see. She's hesitating. Yeah. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna make this happen. I talk so much about all of the stupid things that I've done, that happened, you know. We need another episode. Stay tuned for part 2.
Please share this podcast. We would love to hear your comments. We'll probably going to be having our social media out by the time this episode comes out. So make sure to follow us. Thank you for being in the Homebodies podcast with us. My name is Charlie.
And I'm Sky, the one being exposed today.
Yes, it's been a great episode, if I say so myself. We learned a lot about our friend Sky and a little bit more about the things people go through dating apps. And if you guys want to share your own stories, make sure to email us. Our email will be in the description, and also our social media will be there, so you can follow us and we can interact with you guys. And yeah, it's been the Homebodies Podcast. I hope you're here with us next Tuesday. We dropped our episodes on midnight, so if you guys are little night owls like our little Sky, you can listen to us at that time.
Yes, we love no sleep. That's what we do here.
I'll see you guys in the next episode.
The next episode.